Welcome to the Food Science Snob. Hey guys, oh my gosh. Welcome back to another episode of the Food Science Snob. It's been so long, I apologize. It's like, I say this a lot in like a lot of my episodes, but this is the longest I've been gone, and I'm sorry, but like life has just been crazy, as I'm sure you know, in the world. There's been so much going on, but also like in my own personal life as well. I mean, I graduated college, I moved to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I got a job after college, speaking of which, shout out to my number one fan, Steven. I found a love interest. I moved out on my own. I learned how to be a real, actual, functioning, working adult. And let me tell you, oh my god, rent is expensive. Like, Black Friday is coming up and I was so excited to finally like splurge because I have a real girl job and money now, you know, but rent is due like 5 days after Black Friday, so I'm probably not even gonna get to go because rent's more important. Gosh, being an adult is not fun. Anyways, speaking of Black Friday, my most favorite holiday is this week, Thanksgiving. I mean, was this really a surprise to any of you? I love food. That's like a common knowledge thing at this point. I mean, I am the food science snob after all. So, without further ado,
let's get snobby.
Okay, so this week we're talking Thanksgiving pies. More specifically, sweet potato versus pumpkin. This has become known as the Thanksgiving pie rivalry that many of you probably don't even know about. I didn't even know about until like doing some research. So, okay, but to be honest, I should say that I'm not really a fan of either one of these pies. My pie of choice is definitely pecan pie, but sweet potato is like a huge holiday staple in my household. Anyways, getting back on topic. So these two pies, pumpkin and sweet potato, are much more similar than they are different. I mean, they both come in various shades of orange/brown. They're custard-based, seasoned with spices like nutmeg, cloves, allspice, cinnamon, you know, all those good spices that get you like warm and fuzzy on the inside. So what are the differences? Well, pumpkin pie is a little bit nuttier and lighter with a much more muted taste. Sweet potato pie tends to be denser with like a little bit more defiant flavor profile. So if they're so similar, then why is there such a big debate between them? Well, honestly, it comes down to like basically where you're from. So in the South, sweet potato is like the ruler of the land for the holiday table, while in the North, it's pumpkin. This actually goes back to like a major growing crop in the South was sweet potatoes, so it was a common go-to for option for like slaves to prepare for themselves, but also for the families that they were serving. And so I guess it's no surprise that sweet potato pie is like a big deal in states in the Deep South, like Mississippi, Louisiana, Georgia, Alabama, and South Carolina. Pumpkin, however, was like a really plentiful growing indigenous squash and was adopted in the early colonial days by American settlers. So, sharing some bias, we're gonna skip over pumpkin pie. I mean, I am a girl from the South. I was raised in both Florida and Texas, so sorry, not sorry. Okay, so despite their names, sweet potatoes are not anything closely related to white potatoes at all. They're actually a part of a thing called the nightshade family, which also includes vegetables like tomatoes, eggplants, hot peppers, while sweet potatoes are a part of a group called the morning glory family, which are flowering plants, which are root vegetables, which means that you're eating the root, where white potatoes are considered tubers, where you're eating the swollen glands of the byproduct. So while the orange variety of sweet potatoes is definitely the most common in the United States, sweet potatoes also come in colors such as white, yellow, pink, and purple. And it all basically depends on the amount of beta carotene in the vegetable, which relates directly to the amount of vitamin A in it, which helps eyesight. So the more pinkish, purplish your potato is, the more beta carotene it has, and the more vitamin A it has, the better it is for your eyesight. So to elaborate on that a little bit, in my house, there's a big debate of whether you should boil the potatoes or bake them in the oven before you make the pie. Well, from a scientific standpoint, to better contain the nutrients in the vegetables, you want to boil them, because boiling them will retain more beta carotene and make them more nutrient dense. Now, I know you're probably not worried about nutrient dense foods for Thanksgiving, and if you're making sweet potato pie, you're probably not going to really care about that, because, I mean, hello, it's pie that's filled with cream and milk and sugar and butter and all other kinds of yummy stuff that's not healthy for you. But it doesn't hurt to, you know, get a little bit more vitamin A in your pie, right? To continue with that, cooking the sweet potatoes with the skin on will also help prevent the loss of nutrients like vitamin C and beta carotene. Also, sweet potatoes are actually like pretty good for you sugar-wise. Now, I'm not talking about in sweet potato pie or like a baked sweet potato that has marshmallow and cinnamon and butter and whatever else you put on sweet potatoes. Just like the potato alone, it's considered to be a medium glycemic food. On the scale, it is ranked a 63. For reference, a white potato is a high GI food, and it's ranked 78. So, a little fun fact for you. Sweet potatoes actually have less sugar in them than white potatoes. Okay, so now another question that I get asked quite frequently. So, is a sweet potato a yam, and is a yam a sweet potato? And if they're the same thing, then does it matter which one I put in my pie? It does. Well, actually, it doesn't. Let me explain. So, back in like pre-Civil War America, grocers typically only sold white flesh sweet potatoes. So when the orange ones arrived a few decades later, sellers wanted to be able to distinguish these from the new ones. So instead of explaining how the two sweet potatoes were actually different, they decided to give them a new name and called the orange ones yams. Not really sure. Today, you still might find produce labeled as yams in the grocery store, but I'm pretty much going to guarantee you that it's been mislabeled and it's really a sweet potato that's been labeled as a yam. So while sweet potatoes and yams are technically interchangeable terms for what you see in the grocery store, they aren't actually that when it comes to a real yam versus a real sweet potato. They are 100% completely different vegetables. So if you're still confused, let me rephrase that. Let me say that one more time. The term yam is a more of a marketing term than it is an actual distinguishing term between a yam and a sweet potato. Most vegetables labeled as a yam in the U.S. are actually just a different variety of a sweet potato. So whether you're at the store buying that soft copper-toned skinned potato or that dark orange flesh one, they're both sweet potatoes. One's not a yam. And to be quite honest with you, you've probably never tasted a yam in your life. Sorry to burst your bubbles there. So, as I mentioned earlier, white potatoes are a part of the nightshade family, and sweet potatoes are a part of the morning glory family. Actual real yams are a part of the tuber family, and they're mostly closely related to lilies, palms, and grasses. They grow primarily in the tropics and usually found in ethnic grocery stores, not in American grocery stores. Okay, if you think I'm crazy and you're still not sold yet, let me explain it for you even more. So, you can tell the difference between a yam and a sweet potato before you even bite into it. Sweet potatoes have thin, smooth skin and are orange or white. Yams have a rough, dark skin with an almost hairy texture, and the flesh inside is often white or purple. On the outside, they literally look like tree bark. Also, yams are way bigger than sweet potatoes. Yams can grow up to be 5 feet long. So, I guess it's a good thing we don't actually put real yams in our sweet potato pies, right? Okay, but now that you know the difference, you can totally use this to impress your friends and family at the dinner table this Thanksgiving.
Consider this myth slayed.
So, that being said, if I personally had to choose between a sweet potato and a pumpkin pie, and this I do mean sweet potatoes, yam version, in parentheses, or sweet potato version, not in parentheses, then to me, the spud is the clear winner. It's more nutritious, healthier, and has better flavor. Not only do, and they also have more protein than pumpkin, twice the amount of fiber, and 3 times the amount of vitamin A. So they're definitely better for you in the nutrient department. But with all this in mind, I hope you guys all have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye!